thank you all for coming on behalf of Martin and Vicky, because this is a really lovely crowd. I know it's a you are all people who know these people and know this restaurant, so it's quite a significant sort of event, I think, for everyone. This beautiful book, which I don't have anymore, it's called The Cuisine of Martin Benn, but we all know that it's so much more than that. You cannot do a book like this without bringing who you are to it. And I think one of the great triumphs of this beautiful production is that you, who know these people or this restaurant, can see that it's a very faithful representation. There's a symbolism there in the book that tells you what sort of restaurant it is. Thank you. And I take my heels off if I had any, but I can't. But so it's a picture of. There's always one other answer, isn't there?
That's great.
So it is a picture of one very special restaurant and very special people and the family behind it, the tribe that goes there. Martin and Vicky, for those who don't know, opened Sepia in 2009, the same year Terry and I returned from London after 9 years there. He had been head chef at Tetsuya's for almost 10 years, so it was a real jailbreak to actually get out with Vicky, meet up with George Costi, and start their own restaurant.
At the time when we returned, it was very exciting to be 9 years away and to finally come back home, but it was also a bit terrifying. What if nothing had changed in those 9 years we were away? What if we had left the best jobs in the world behind in England and came back to a desert? And it was worrying, right? So anyway, we walked into Sepia and it just hit us in the face. It was new, it was exciting, it was refreshing, and it was surprising all at once. What I really loved was a sense of hospitality. People greeted you as if they were pleased to see you. Not something that happens in every restaurant all the time. They made you feel like you were part of the act. You weren't just a guest, you weren't a diner. You were somebody who was part of them, and they treated you like part of family. Then there was the food, and the food was swashbuckling. It had swagger. It was refined, it was elegant, but it had flavour. It was so upfront you could practically see it. I'd never actually been to a restaurant that actually made me feel so comfortable and so uncomfortable at the same time. It was just one big restaurant experience. And yes, it was a relief too to be home.
And we could stay. I actually found my notes from one of those very early nights at Sepia. Nothing if not anal. I'm reading here. There we go. Yeah. Complete with really brilliant drawings. This is professional. So where are we? Scampi is sweet, crunchy, soft, gentle, toasty, crunch of crumbs, sweet of cream. Sommelier, classy, subversive, avoids the obvious. bread rolls too hot. Butter too whippy. Right, that fixed that. This food is that old-fashioned thing, delicious. Clarity. And it was highly creative, individual, meticulous, pinpoint precise, driven by flavour and texture in a sort of an idealistic, belief. And Terry then called it the love child of Tetsuya Wakaro and Rene Redzepi of Noma, the sort of Nordic Kaiseki, which was good, but we were blown away, and as Terry said, very relieved at the same time.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's clever. That's why I quoted it. I didn't quote the rest of it. It showed us that Sydney had a future, sort of future glories as well as past glories, and that it was a grown-up city that could support and maintain and sustain this level of sophistication. So we stayed, and the thing about Martin and Vicky is they could have also stayed. It was enough what they were doing then, 5 years ago, but they didn't. And these two of so many of the chefs we know are so intent on just getting better all the time, and that means everything: more provocative food, more original emotional ideas on the plate, a smoother flow through the dish, warmer hospitality, more instinctive interaction, closer lose. That was a good one.
Leave all for those.
And the bread is now amazing, and the butter is real and not whippy. And turning that gorgeous New York bar into like the hottest yakitori joint in town. Incredible. So no wonder it was the restaurant of the year again this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on, it's only been three of the last 5 years. What happened to the other 2 years, mate?
That's
what
my thinking is.
Share the joy. The book, where's the book? I want the book. This book is a book to treasure. It's also bloody heavy. It's a book to take to bed with you, I think, and to actually read. The stories in it are fantastic. I'm warning you, they do tell a beautiful story of the growth and the doubts and the fears and all the things that happen to you in a small business. As you go and try to do your creative best. You will not be cooking from this book. Just in case you were...
Terry will.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can. You can.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, but we want a bigger market than just chefs, right? So, however, the thing is about this level of cooking is that there's always something. So I went through all the recipes and I'm going, no, 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 I don't have that. But there was a little gel just made of agar-agar and the juice from, he probably did his own, but I've got a jar of Japanese pickled ginger in the fridge. And I love that juice, and he just makes a little gel of it. And that's like one component of 385. But I would just do it on some beautiful raw fish. And bingo, you know. And then I've got a little bit of sepia. I've informed my own cooking. I've learned something new. And I haven't been in the kitchen for 48 hours putting one entree together. So I do urge you, you can actually cook from it. There's a roast red onion sauce with wasabi that I'd recommend, and a cherry puree that goes with the venison. Or just the macadamia nut praline would be sufficient to keep you going all weekend. So in that way, it's a book to be inspired by. And the photography in it, I think, is just as inspirational, by Jennifer Sue and Gary Heary. Just beautiful, both in their own completely. And the production values, I think, show that Australia is still at the top of its game in terms of food and wine publishing, which is very, very nice to see. I particularly like the honesty of the stories that are in there. It's all about the power of making mistakes. That's a really good thing to learn from the stories in this book. It's funny. Who knew chefs could be funny?
They're all on your side, though.
No, we know you're funny, but you didn't actually mean to be funny. Right. Okay. Rodney has a lovely rant that you have to read. It's fabulous. I'll just give you one quote to whet the appetite. I'm afraid I kind of judge people by their ability to use a table of contents. He's talking about the wine list. Oh dear, I think there's personality. Written late at night after. Yeah, like your wine list. Yeah. Well, I think that's
there's such personality in this book, and the book shows it, and on the food and the photos and everything. So it's an exceptional book, exceptional people, exceptional restaurant. Congratulations, Martin. Thank you. Thank you, team. And please. And we just want to hear from you, really.
Yeah, I think to start us off, what we'd ask you is, now it's over, was it as scary as it first seemed when you actually agreed to the project?
Oh, big question.
An easier one, if you like.
I think we thought it was going to be easier than what it actually was, because I think, as most of our staff will agree, we are control freaks. So, and I felt sorry for Sue and Diana and everyone at Ellen and Owen, because we kind of hijacked it in a way and just said, okay, that's the way we're going to do it, and we don't want to compromise. And
I think that, I think as Sue touched on it earlier, that this is a book that's been written twice, so actually, yeah, it was really hard. But in that process of writing it twice, it actually was a better book for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, believe it or not, I took a lot out of the recipes.
Yeah.
And are you actually expecting everyone to get a run home, open it up and go, I'm going to do the golden egg tonight and really
depends how you look at it. I suppose the idea of the cookbook is really to inspire hopefully chefs of my generation, and also just everyday people to, like what Jill said, you know, to cook from it, cook parts of it. But I don't want them to cook the whole cookbook, because otherwise they won't come back to Sepia. So, you know, it's to inspire people to come to the restaurant, open the book and go, wow, I want to go to that restaurant.
And that's right. And we're actually doing the book, we were really mindful of the fact that if you, when you open the book, that you feel like you're part of the restaurant, you know, and the people that actually make it happen every day. And that was really important for us, because I love the idea that, you know, that the book transports you. And I always hope that that's what happens when you come to the restaurant, that you walk in the front door and then you're immediately somewhere else. And if that's what people feel, then that's all we've wanted to achieve, is that, you know, you walk in the door and you get transported and then you walk home happy and you've had a great experience. I mean, that's what restaurants are about.
Yeah, and also on that note, when Jill said about, you know, we can make a pickle gel and it takes us 5 minutes. These dishes take us a long time in conception and the way we think about how they're going to come together. And, you know, we spent 3-4 days just trying to put these dishes together. And then I go out in the sun and burn for 12 hours in the sun in Hawaii and realise I should stay in the kitchen. So, you know, that's probably where it's best if you just do the AVO. Yeah, or I do the rest of it, because I don't know how I want.
Yeah. Over the years, Martin, you've worked under some terrific chefs, and you work alongside some exceptional chefs. What are the influences, do you think, that you sort of have really turned you into the chef you are today?
I think the whole story, the whole book, is about my journey as a young chef to my part of my life where I am now. And you know, everyone that you work for, you pick up certain details from the way that they work, the way that they run their businesses, the way they run their kitchens. And every chef that I work for or under has inspired me to be better. But also I've learned a lot in the way that I want to run my own kitchen. Because the first chapter is really about my journey from being about the age of 14 to about the age of 20, to about the age of 30, I suppose. And it's about, you know, my life going through kitchens. And I handed that chapter to Anthony Hutstep, 18,000 words, and he looked at me and I think his face dropped to the ground. And he had to re-edit it. But even what those 18,000 words said was only, you know, 10% of what goes on in kitchens in London. And I knew that I didn't want to run my kitchen the same way as what I was treated as a young chef. But they're the things that I learned from. But on the other side of things, the information that I was fed as a young chef is you cannot buy that. And that's time in kitchens. And people don't understand that time in kitchen is where you get your knowledge from. And, you know, I was blessed to work with Tetsuya Okuda for 10 years, and he taught me so much about remembering tastes, remembering of texture, and just the way to cook things properly. And you can't teach that. You have to learn it yourself. You have to absorb as much as you possibly can from these chefs and do it repetitively. You can't just go into a kitchen for 5 minutes and expect to learn that.
And that's a bit of a shame of today, in a way. There's this fascination with staging for 5 minutes all over the planet. But, you know, in reality, time is power. We look at resumes and we look at CVs of young chefs, and, you know, if they've been 5 minutes everywhere, it means nothing. If they've got some stability, it's everything. You know, so I think it would be nice to kind of get back to a little bit of that. You know. But also, you know, in touching on what you've learned, I mean, I think Martin has also learned, as I have, you know, working with Tets for that amount of years, we really learned the art of hospitality. And to be honest with you, you know, that period of our life taught us so much. And if we hadn't had that, there is no way we would be here right now. Really no way. Yeah. It's so true, isn't it? I mean, we learnt a lot, and it really it gave us the grounding for what we do now. I mean, we all know anyone that's, and I'm sure people who have worked with Tetsuya, he's, you know, he can be a difficult man, but he's the most generous person in the world. And he taught us the art of generosity and the art of hospitality, and we'll be forever grateful for that, won't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you like to just end by sort of having a look at those who have helped you here?
We've got a list because you don't want to forget anybody, but I'm sure we will.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we will.
No, I think that we need to start saying thank you to Kenny Quinney for actually hosting the book launch, and much appreciated in your service after us. And obviously, Laurent Perrier and Paul Stenmark for his generosity with the champagne. I mean, thank you, Paul.
And
he's been there with us since the beginning of our being super, and it's a relationship that second to none. Thank you for the bond with our
hearts. And Laurent Perrier is certainly our favourite champagne. And we drink him up all
day. Especially the rosé. With San Pellegrino as well, as for their support over the last 5 years. It's been absolutely outstanding, so thank you. And then Murdoch Books and Alan Unwin. Sue, thanks for your vision and trust in us. It's been an absolutely amazing experience. And to Diana Hill as well, that's been by our side the whole way, which has just been fantastic for us.
And putting up with me. And to Deborah Bilson, who's not here tonight, she's a Melbourne-based designer. I mean, really, our cover, she did that, and she...
Great cover.
Yeah, she really did an amazing job. Thanks, Deborah.
Yeah. And, a personal thanks to Sonia Greg for helping me with my own recipes and realising my own faults in my own recipes.
That's a big skill.
Sorry about the length of the recipes and... we actually got through it in the end, but it took some late nights of actually working on them, but thank you so much. Anthony Huckstep, my writer, thank you so much. You said that I'm a legend, but seriously, mate, you are a real legend, and you are the most talented writer I know, because obviously you write my book.
He is very talented, because it's a hell of an art to make anybody sound more of themselves than of the writer. So
to take 18,000 words
like
to 9,000. Thank you. and Jennifer Sue, I haven't seen Jennifer tonight.
Oh, she's here!
Yay.
Oh my God, Jennifer Sue.
Jennifer.
I mean, if anybody doesn't know Jennifer, what a brilliant food photographer.
We gave Jennifer a brief of what we want to do, and I think she was a bit shocked and thought, okay, yes, you know what, I can do this, and we knew that she could. And it was a completely different style of photography in what we knew and what we wanted. We didn't want the focus to be so much about the plates. I mean, there are plates in there, but we really wanted to be about the food. And Jennifer's shot my food for the last probably 10 years, I'd say, in different aspects. And I knew from the get-go that I wanted Jennifer to do it. So, thank you so much.
Jennifer, you're brilliant, and I hope this is the start of a brilliant new career for you, because you're a very talented woman and you're a pleasure to work with. The book wouldn't be the book without you. Thank you.
And a man that doesn't need an introduction, a truly legend in drone photography, and it's not you, Gary Hearing. No, Gary Hearing. I mean, to have your portrait taken by such an amazing portrait photographer and a legend like Gary is a true honour, and I feel very blessed to have that. And I'm sure my staff and my team feel the same way. They've got their photographs on the fine.
I love you too much.
You can show your love by buying them. I bought yours, Gary. Just a thanks to obviously my family, because I'm not here, but I just do a shout out to them for just being my family and being around me in my younger years. And also to Vicky's mother and father for their support and taking me into their family. Truly
and to our other family.
And our second family, George and Andrew, which unfortunately they couldn't be here tonight because they're sick.
They wanted to make it all about us. It's so typical of the Costas. Yeah. They wanted to make it all about us.
I have to thank them from the bottom of our hearts that they stood by us and they stood by us. And for the man who really made everything happen, my good friend Frank Theodore, who literally has believed in me from my early days, even when I was at Tetsuya to when I went to the boathouse. Frank has been there and he truly believed in what I could do. And he was the man that actually made all this happen. So he's responsible for Sepia. And then to our staff.
It's a bit of a cliche. Everyone always says staff. But really, this restaurant is what it is because of the people that work with us. We don't think of them in a way that they work for us. We think they work with us because... But it's so true, you know, it is such a small family, and you know, we have to thank all staff, past and present, and it's really difficult to name individuals, but we will name a few individuals who have been with us from the very beginning and been with us through some really difficult times. And I think the ones that we probably need to...
Well,
to
actually, mention... all the guys that have been with us from the beginning and the guys that we really appreciate are in the book. Obviously, Terry Robinson, my head chef, has been with me since he was 17. I hide in the tattoos, and he hates the story of an albuquerque. It's a success story. Yeah, no, it's a success story. I mean, seriously, he came in the kitchen at the age of 17, and, you know, he went to Key, and he came back to work with us at Sepia, and he's been with me ever since, and for the last 5 years.
And we're only mentioning a few of the chefs, but I have to say, we are so blessed to have a team in the kitchen of such talent.
Absolutely.
Really unbelievable talent. So we'll just mention a few of them, but they all know who they are.
Yeah, Ben Torrance, sous chef, Zach, my other sous chef, thank you very much. Zach's been with me from the beginning, wherever you are, Zach. Over there, he's been with me since the opening of Sepia. Damien Trinco, another long stayer. And Michelle Scully over there, thank you so much. Pastry chef extraordinaire. So thank you so much.
I mean, we're talking about some individuals here who are clearly some of the most talented people in the industry. And, you know, they've all got such great futures and you know, we're happy that they're here with us. In the service side, I have to thank everyone. I mean, our service is... I won the service award this year, but it's really, you know, it's really not about me. It's about everybody else that actually makes it happen because... You're only as good as the people you are working with, and everyone here needs to be congratulated for that. But in particular, the team is led by Nadine Olisher, who's on there. Nadine and I worked together a long time ago in Hong Kong, and she gave up her life in Hong Kong to come and work here. And she worked with me, and that can be no mean feat. Rodney Setter and Benjamin Brown, who need no introduction. Rodney and Ben were with us from before we opened, and they sat tirelessly with us while we renovated that restaurant and put the wine list together, and, you know, that's all another story. But, you know, I'm forever grateful for everything that all of our staff have done, and for those that we didn't name individually, you know, we can't, but it's what makes it a great restaurant. It really is. I can't say that enough. We wouldn't be here today unless it was for our staff. And we're really, truly, truly grateful for that, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Obviously, we'd like to thank our suppliers that are not all.
There's only one supplier, isn't there? Ducati Seafoods.
Of course, Denmark.
Of course, Denmark, of course, from the one per year.
So, thank you for their belief in me and constant returning of produce. And a special thanks to some of our very special guests that come to the restaurant. Adrian Lowe, who has dined with us every week for the past 5 years. Sat at the bar. Where are you, Adrian? Oh, there you are. Thank you so much.
Good on you, man. Thank you. I love your food.
David Cross, who's one of our most favourite guests, who comes in from time to time, and he's an absolute pleasure to look after. Same with Alan Edwards, who's here. We're so grateful to have him here, and you know, such lovely people. And most of all, I suppose, Doug and Magda Shearer, who are here with us tonight, who've flown all the way from Perth, who have just followed us, you know, for so many years. You know, it's really humbling. It's really humbling to have you here, and we're, you know.
And obviously, Mr. Edwards, who's been dining with us for the last maybe 4 years, every so often.
In fact, when Alan Edwards first came in, he wrote us a very long complaint letter about everything we were doing wrong for a lone diner.
Hence the chapter in the book about lone dining.
There's a chapter in the book about lone dining, and that's actually all about...
But that's about listening to your customers and listening to what they want as well. I mean, you know, you have to... That's the only way to get better, so thank you very much.
And finally, to Jill and Terry.
Yes, thank you so much.
I was waiting for you to get around
this. Yeah, no, thank you so much for seeing the best in me and Vicky and our team.
And for just instilling us with the confidence. You know, and that's all it is. It's just, it has instilled us with the confidence to get better. No, and that's all we've ever really wanted, isn't it?
That's
get
all we've ever
really wanted. We'll try and keep getting better and better. Absolutely.
But no, thank you. Thank you for launching the book. It's a real privilege for us to have you both here. It's something we'll never forget. And you have played an integral role in where we are today. We're so, so grateful.
Shaping Australia.
And we just, need to say, lastly,
I'd like to thank Simon Thompson as well for his criticism. A heart thank you for being honest with me and telling me the way it was. And you know, even as a chef at that stage in my life, it hit me hard. But you know what? I listened to it and I spoke to you personally about it, and I just wanted to get better, and I thank you for that, because if you hadn't have done that to me or told me the way it was, I wouldn't be the chef I am today. So,
there's a quote in the book which is so appropriate, and we kind of had to put it in, and it's a quote by Malcolm X, and it's, if you have no critics, you'll likely have no success. And we thought that was, you know, it was quite poignant. And because that's actually been part of our story in a way, hasn't it? We needed the critics to have the success. So thanks, Simon. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, everyone, for coming here. All of our friends and all the people that we really love. It's very, very nice. And I hope you all get a copy of the book. I hope you all read it. And you know what? I can see some incredible Sydney chefs here tonight. Thank you so much for coming.
Yep.
We've just been in New York. And seriously, it's an amazing city. But it's so nice to come back, and it's so nice to come back knowing that what we have here is truly something special. They're not necessarily doing it better. They've just got 10 million more people. But you know, there's a lot of talent in this room, and there's a lot of talent in this country. And these
chefs in Australia, you really inspire me. I mean, Brent Savage, you're an inspiration, man. Yeah. Peter Gilmore. Hazi, Dan Puskas, who's been with me as well, working in the kitchen CV, but like going out and doing his own thing, absolutely amazing.
And Peter Doyle, who's always inspired everybody.
So yeah, thank you so much for your inspiration, and we only get better by looking at what each other's doing. So thank you so much.
On that note, I think I'll declare us launched. I want to say one more thanks to this fantastic bookstore. And if beautiful books are going to survive, it'll be because of the good graces of stores like this. So support them. And in doing that, you might buy a copy of the book, and you can. Martin is going to be over here at this table, and he's going to sign them for you, aren't you, Martin? Yes, you are. Thank you, everybody. Have a blast. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
Thanks so much.